So at TT Games, we make what we consider to be incredibly funny and incredibly good value, family-friendly video games. We have done for a number of years, and we just pride ourselves on making games that everyone can play. Anyone that's played a LEGO game knows that one of the key things that we put in the games is couch co-op, which is where two people can sit on a sofa playing together. And a lot of our games are enjoyed by predominantly children, but playing then with either their parents or their grandparents or their siblings. And a lot of people have a lot of fun playing together, which is how the game should be played.
Yeah, I've got to be honest, I'm a big fan. I enjoy the games. I mean, you do lots of film franchises. I like the Star Wars ones. My girlfriend likes the Harry Potter ones.
Yeah, and the thing we do, I'm glad you mentioned Harry Potter. That was 3 years of my life working on those two games, and I was a big Harry Potter fan. But
are you still after 3 years of working on it?
Absolutely, and I can't wait for the next Fantastic Beasts movie. But yeah, the great thing is that what you're saying there is because the games are so accessible, they're very easy to play. I think a lot of people, I know my parents are in the bracket, they're put off playing games because they think they're really difficult. So we do a lot of work making our games really easy just to pick up a controller without thinking about it and be able to run around as your favourite character.
Now, we pride ourselves on sort of punching above our weight, I think, when it comes to creative industries and the rest of the world. What is it actually about being in the UK? Why are you based here rather than anywhere else in the world?
That is a very easy question to answer, and a lot of people would disagree, which is wrong. But the UK, we invented video games, in my mind, and we are the best at making video games.
Controversial.
Yes, absolutely. But the UK development community is incredible. There are thousands of very talented people squirreling away, making the biggest and the best games on the planet. People might think that the US is where the centre of the entertainment industry. I think that probably comes due to the fact that that's where Hollywood is. But from a filming industry, you know, I live in leafy Cheshire. Just down the road is Liverpool. And the other way on the M62 is Manchester. Some of the biggest movies in the last few years are filmed and shot on the streets of Manchester and Liverpool. Games-wise, we've got some of the biggest developers in the world within the UK. And at the end of the day, you're a short plane ride or Skype call or phone call, email away from anyone else. So I don't think it really matters. And I think the shift of the balance has gone from the consumers of video games being very largely North America based to it being more 50-50 with emerging markets around the world, with a lot of European countries. You know, Germany is a huge consumer of video games, as is France, Spain and Italy. And so there's, for us, we're incredibly proud of being in the UK. Why would we move anywhere else?
Well, the obvious question then, I suppose, is would Brexit make you move anywhere else? And if things go badly, would it be more difficult to get funding, to get people to work on projects?
No, I don't think so. You know, obviously, no one knows the true extent of what's going to come out at the end of Brexit. But we have a staff of over 600, and it's a multinational company. We have people from within the EU. We also have people from the Far East, from the US, from Australia. We have people from everywhere. I don't believe it's going to hamper anything we do, because ultimately, if someone is creative and brilliant and wants to make great video games and wants to work with us, then we'll make it happen. It's just one of those things. It'll just be a different bit of red tape, I guess.
Are any of those workers that you mentioned worried they potentially might not have the right to be here after Brexit?
Actually, yeah, we ran a workshop very shortly after the referendum just to assure every single person that it was, you know, likely to affect, that we would do everything in our power to make sure that there would be no effect to them, because ultimately these people are here, you know, contributing to some fantastic games, and we would like to keep them here.
And looking ahead, we're getting into more uncertain times economically around the world. How is the video games industry actually preparing for that, forecasting? Is it a confident time at the moment?
It's interesting because, yeah, I've been making games for what, 21 years, and numerous times in those 21 years we've been sort of having like headline news of, you know, consoles are on their way out, or people aren't playing games, or people don't have money because of a banking crisis or whatever. But throughout all of it, people will still come and consume brilliant games, and as long as we keep making brilliant games, people will play them. Because if you think if people may sort of tighten their purse strings, that may result in they don't maybe go on as many holidays, or they stay local, or they don't maybe go for quite so many meals out. But at the end of the day, they still want to be entertained.